This Wednesday, everyone in Wrangell, young and old, is encouraged to walk to school or work. While this practice may help out the budget, the real goal of this day is personal health. The Healthy Wrangell Coalition hopes a walk or bike to school or work day will encourage everyone to incorporate physical activity into their daily lives, and for more than just one day.
Walking to work is, you know, as long as you don't live miles and miles away, it's a fairly easy thing to do, and it's just a very easy way to get some physical activity in the daily routine of all the things that you do. So if you walk 10 minutes to work, that's 10 minutes of physical activity you get walking in, and it's 10 minutes of physical activity you get walking back. So through the course of your day, without really putting a lot of effort into it, you've exercised for 20 minutes.
That's Mari Sell, organizer of the Healthy Wrangell Coalition and Director of Development and Quality at the Wrangell Medical Center. Sell herself can be seen walking or biking to work on a somewhat regular basis.
I try to walk or ride my bike whenever I can. I just have to leave a couple minutes early, and I feel like I get a little bit of physical activity throughout my day by doing that.
One business in particular is offering an incentive for employees who participate in walk or bike to school or work day.
At Wrangell Medical Center, we have a drawing for the staff that do walk or bike to work. They get entered into a $50 drawing. And I would encourage other organizations to come up with a little incentive like that.
The Wrangell Medical Center had their first walk or bike to work day in August and plan on having more in the future.
It's something that we want to do periodically just so we keep the awareness up and we make walking and biking kind of something that people think about doing on a regular basis. It's not something that we're making a really big deal out of because we want to do it fairly frequently throughout the year.
The Healthy Wrangell Coalition hopes to see a lot of participation throughout the community on September 24th. According to Sell, there's already a group of Wrangell residents who will definitely be leaving their vehicles at home.
The folks who are members of the coalition are the public school, the city of Wrangell, the Wrangell Medical Center, AICS, Forest Service, and among those folks, I know that the clinic and Wrangell Medical Center and public schools we've talked about it in meetings, and we're fairly committed to walking. So it'll be good to see those folks out walking or biking to work.
For those in Wrangell who may find it hard to change their daily routine of driving to work or driving their kids to school, Sell offers this advice: plan ahead. One way of doing this is packing a lunch.
Leave a little earlier and don't let the weather stop you. You know, we live in Wrangell, it rains here. So wear your rain gear and know you're going to wear your rain gear. Plan for it to rain.
Walk or bike to school or work day is just one example of what the Healthy Wrangell Coalition is doing for the community. Their next meeting is October 1st at noon at Alaska Island Community Services, and the public is encouraged to attend. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.